You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa and Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. Hi, today I welcome to our show 24 years old independent Washington artist July Forever. Hi, July Forever.
Hello. How you doing?
Oh, it's so hot in London. I don't know what's going on. Not like that in Seattle or in Washington. How are you? Hot? How is the weather?
I'm not gonna lie. Last few weeks have been pretty hot. So I don't know. It's been pretty hot, but it's cooling down. So summer's coming to an end. So hopefully it'll be a little cooler.
And rain. We need rain. London, no rain. Crazy. Anyway, we just opened our show with a quick introduction to your music. So for everybody who listens to us on LA Talk Radio or watches us on Instagram and Facebook, please stay tuned because after our conversation, we will play additional tracks exclusively on Accent on LA Talk Radio. So you chose to spell your name and word Forever in a very unusual way. Tell us how and tell us why did you choose this name. So first, spell your name for us.
So it's July Forever, J-U-L-Y space F-R-V-R. I think I was always growing up a big fan of The Weeknd, and he kind of had his name as not exactly The Weeknd spelled correctly. It was a little different. So I like to think that influenced the decision. But my name just goes to, I was born in July, and I want my legacy to be forever. So I want what I do here to last forever and it actually impact people. So I thought, perfect. I came into this world in July, and whenever I'm leaving, my legacy will remain here forever. So that's pretty much the name. Yeah.
That's really cool. Your thought is true. I like it. I really do like it. Yeah. So not long ago, birthday. This was your 24th birthday this July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're so young, wonderfully young, accomplished artist. So I'm really proud to have you on my show.
Thank you.
You will get so many fans after the show. Ella.
Thank you.
You are only 24 years old and you're building your fan base, creating your own style of music. You mentioned a little bit about Weeknd, but how you will describe your style of music and who is your inspiration outside of Weeknd?
Yeah, so I'd say a lot of my style, it's pretty different. A lot of my youth and growing up was a lot of darker ambient sounding music that I would listen to, like The Weeknd, you could say Party Next Door. A lot of Canadian artists, they have their sound is kind of moody and spacey. And just where I grew up, Seattle area, it's dark, clouds, rainy. So it kind of all fit together. But then in the last recent few years, I've been very focused on independence and success and working hard. And so a lot of the music I've been listening to has been focused on that, Russ. He's an extremely successful independent artist. He's definitely been a big influence. Maybe not necessarily so much in the sound, but in the way I make my moves. Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace, absolute legend. Definitely influenced the way I make my moves. I think sonically, the comparisons I tend to get and what I'd say my sound is most like right now, I hear The Weeknd, I hear Post Malone, I hear Drake. When I'm on my more rap stuff, it's more Drake. When I'm on my more singing, it's more The Weeknd. But Honestly, I'm still finding my sound. So taking little bits and pieces from everywhere that influenced me and putting my own spin on it. And I guess we'll see going forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm in music for many, many years. You know, my daughter, Natasha Amira also. So I know that having your own style, everybody says you need to have your own style, but you are so right. It takes a time and year and a freedom. You need to have a freedom to research, change. And I think it's more and more accepted, you know, for the artists to look left and right and just being free and not saying, oh, they put me in one genre, one type of music. That's where I'm staying because, you know, I cannot disappoint whoever, myself, fans or record label, because they want you to create the same sound because it's safer. But I think what you are saying about being independent, the word independent, you for sure have a right. And I think in a way, you already have a sound. You really do have a style. You really do have a sound. And the melodical way, how you treat lyrics and the chill way, how your music sounds. And some people can put you, oh, is this like melodical rap or this is that. No, no, no. People will find everything what they want to find in your music, in your lyrics. But we'll be talking a little bit about later. You wrote, and I will be reading, July Forever has a secret weapon in the game that not many on the come up have, the ability to not have to wait on anyone else to cook up some heat. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so one thing I've learned is taking an example from like Russ, let's say, his come up is, for those unfamiliar, he basically is like a do-it-yourself artist. He, from production to mixing to mastering to writing the song to everything, did it himself. So that laid out the blueprint for me. And it got to a point where in the past, I would make songs off YouTube beats. So I'll go on YouTube, type in a beat, and then drag the MP3 in and then make a song. But the thing with that is, unless you have money to buy licenses, you can't really use the songs on Apple Music, Spotify, and everything like that. It's more of just throw it on SoundCloud just for the fun of it. So I taught myself how to mix growing up. I just like off YouTube tutorials and honestly just messing around with it. So I decided, well, how if I don't have the money to go to a studio and pay $100 an hour or $50 an hour even to make music, how am I supposed to keep getting my shots off in the gym to become like a star player? You need to practice. So the first thing in my head was I need to bring the gym to my house. So I said, okay, I need to learn mixing myself. So I did that. In 2020, I have a lot of friends who produce and make beats, but let's say I'm feeling like making a Drake type song and my friend sends me something with guitars, something completely different. I can't do that. I have to be true to myself and make the music I'm feeling. So I taught myself how to produce. So if I know how to mix, how to produce, now I have to master the music, get it to that perfect loudness to be able to compete with other radio records and stuff. So I taught myself how to do that as well. So all that to say, when I'm inspired, I don't have to call anybody. I don't have to schedule an appointment. I don't have to say, oh, well, the studio is booked today. I can just literally where I'm sitting right now, make whatever I want to. And if I, for some reason, can't make the beat I want to, then I could call, but 10 out of 10 times I can figure something out all by myself and I don't have to send the record out to get mixed, mastered, anything. I could sit here and if I want to make an entire album, promote it myself, send it out, distribute it myself, I can do all of that. So if I can do that, that allows me to be consistent and pump out more music, more content faster and easier than anyone else. So I'd say that is a pretty big secret weapon in an age where everybody's booking studios and they have to call their friend that produces and get licensing. I just have to sit down and get to work.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you mentioned Weeknd. We know Weeknd is on the market for many, many years and you are so young. So I can imagine that everything what you are talking about, probably you start really developing, learning, producing an age of 15, 16. When did you start really all this game?
Honestly, writing when I was about 10 years old, just poetry and like stuff to help me cope with some stuff that was going on in my life that I couldn't deal with. But music, I'd say, I think like sophomore year of high school or something, for years I didn't ask for any birthday presents or anything. And then I think one day I just, like, for my birthday or something, my mom got me like a little microphone and like a little tiny $200 setup or something. So with my friends, we just started messing around with it. And then slowly I just kind of got obsessed with it and was like, I gotta turn this into something. And then it just started there. And honestly, it's been, I'd say I was making music off of, I don't even remember the software's name. But it was like this little recording, free recording software, when I was probably like 17, 16, something like that. But producing and stuff, I didn't start to do that till 2 years ago. So, yeah.
You know what? Again, I congratulate you, because having this power in your heart, in your brain, in your mind, and first knowing what you want to hear when it comes back to you, and decide what is right for you when you hear, is a purity. It's just, most of artists, they cannot achieve that, because even when you go to studio, I'm a singer also for so many years, you have the bestest producers, and you have somebody in studio with you, and they will try to put you in a situation that, oh, try this one, do this one. No, we want you to sound like that. And then you are losing yourself anyway, because you are pleasing everybody, you know, and it's very, very not easy sometimes to be true to yourself. And or you fight, you change producer, and then you make enemies, and oh, what, and especially when you sing somebody else's songs, and you are trying, is a good way, you know, to start business, being this business, but writing your own lyrics, you just have it all. So wow, I love that.
Thank you.
You were flown out to ghostwrite for Def Jam, and even getting a call sign from Justin Bieber himself. So how does this happen?
So with the Def Jam thing, that was in 2018. That was a really interesting and impactful moment for me in my life and in my music journey. I had a friend who knew somebody on his soccer team whose wife knew a guy who, it was so random, who was getting into working for somebody at Def Jam and was looking for an artist to bring in as his first artist, to be like, hey, I want to manage this guy, let's give him opportunity. And at that point, I was insecure about myself, my image, my music. So I told them, I was like, I just want to ghostwrite for people. I don't want to be in front of the camera. I just want to do behind the scenes writing and stuff. So what happened with that is I sat down with them. The guy's like, I played them some unreleased music. The guy's like, I like you. Let me send it over there, see what they say. I got the A-OK from Def Jam. They said, you're going to have to come out there. So the first time I had to just go find a bunch of money. I didn't really have any. I just asked around for, I need a couple $100s. I think I flew out there and I stayed with my uncle who lived like an hour and a half away. And he got me an Uber every day that I had to go to the studio there, because I didn't have a car. I didn't know anybody out there. And I'm really grateful for him for doing that. And I stayed with them, and I would go to LA and go to the studio, and I would ghostwrite for different artists. Some including that I worked on was Fetty Luciano. He's part of GS9, like Bobby Shmurda's like camp. I worked with him. He was really cool. I worked on a song for Tyga that I never got credited for. And it was just weird, but I had an interesting time over there, and I learned kind of what I wanted to do with my music. And after the first time that I left there, a month later, they hit me up and said, hey, we'd like you to come back. And I wasn't sure. And they said, we'll fly you out this time. So I said, cool. So they flew me out, put me up in a hotel, and it was really nice. I worked with some more artists. But then kind of towards the end of that experience, I remember being in the studio, and a lot was happening in my life. And I was in the studio, and I remember just sitting there, and I was working on a bunch of different songs for different artists. And all of a sudden it hit me that, like, oh, this isn't actually my dream. This isn't actually what I want to be doing. It seemed like a dream that was manifesting, but It's actually a line out of Russ's book. He says exactly this. It seems like it could have turned into a nightmare, and it was seeming like that.
Wow.
I couldn't be myself, and that energy that channels through me that lets me express myself was not being allowed to do that. It was just for money. It was just you'd be working on a song, and an A&R would come in and be like, "We need a club record. You need to change these lyrics. You need to." And then I'm like, "I can't do my job. If my job's to give you art, but you won't let me hold the paintbrush, how can I do this?" So I just got up without saying anything to anybody. And I called an Uber, went back to the hotel, and I texted them, like, "Get me a flight home." And it was not met well with anybody over there. And I do not think to this day that some of those people there like me, but I still have some friends that I made over there, and I went home.
They respect you, man, because one hit, they will be all over you and will be your friends again. And I really think that things that you describe for every artist, the breakthrough, the things that you say, no, my soul is not there. I know not. And you had this courage, because most of artists will really hold on to this any opportunity. That's big opportunity. You were really in a river or something big, but you knew it's not you, and had this courage to break something like that and just say bye, you know? Wow. And people like that, you are remembered by really great people in the industry. And you were talked probably for a few months, this guy, I cannot believe it. But deeply inside, they respect you. So you know what? I think you do your life your way. What I hear, what I see, what I listen to, you have me as a fan. And I really, really
hope
LA Talk Radio and world that they will play your music, and people will just acknowledge, and then they will go check you out on your YouTube channel, because you have a YouTube channel with many great songs. I was surprised how many for young artists songs you already have there. So they are written and produced by you. And so the question for every artist right now, do you prefer to release singles, or you are working on albums because you want to have more, then you like put them together and say, okay, this will be album because this period, that style, this, you know, how do you go about that, releasing songs independently?
So for me right now, what makes sense and what I've studied with like Russ's blueprint especially is, a lot of people, if you're unknown, and I give you a 10 to 12 song album and I say, "Hey, here's my album, go listen." You might listen to one song, two songs, and skim through it. But if nobody knows you, nobody's really going to take the time out, unless they really, really care, to go listen to 10 songs of yours. But what you notice, and when you see like people drop albums and stuff that aren't very well known, the first song always has a lot of plays, more than the rest. So what that tells me is that everybody's down to listen to one song. So for me, what makes sense is, hey, if I drop, let's say, like a song a week, or a song every 2 weeks, or as consistently as possible, I know that more people would be inclined to say, "Oh, let me just play this 1 2-minute song, 3-minute song," rather than, "Who is this guy? Let me go check out this 35-minute album." Because people, attention span, as hard as it is right now to like say, like people are quick. They just want to keep seeing new stuff. And I think a great way to capitalize on that is, not that it's a bad thing, but if that's the market right now, you got to adapt. So for me, I'm like, let me just put out, if I make 10 songs, I could put all 10 of them out on an album and then do a rollout for a week. And it might fall on deaf ears. But if I drop a song every week and keep promoting it, maybe 1 week somebody sees it that knows somebody, sends that out. And then it's another 10 people that go, "Oh, I found this music," and then another 10. And it's just easier to maneuver. Everybody's down to listen to that one song. So I think singles is the correct thing to do right now for any artist on the come up.
I agree with you. I agree. And I agree with you. And advice, which you don't need real advice, I think, because you really know, you have the intuition what you want and how this works. Yeah, this is all about this one break, one person who hears some another person who wishes you well, passes your music. So that's why we are calling right now to everybody who listens to us on this show, on LA Talk Radio, on Accent On, because we are premiering on our show really great artists. And so the focus is really to take care of the artist and artistry, and just say, "Oh, I heard, do I know somebody, can I help?" You know, it's a lot of people really just want to help. So I wish maybe we have a little good luck for you, and
thanks.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what's happened. So mostly you write about a relationship. You are young gentleman. So there will be another question. Do your personal relationships inspire your songwriting?
Absolutely. So the majority of my music is just about my life and what I'm feeling. So if I've been sad, or if I'm going through depression or anxiety or something, I think that'll be reflected in the music. And if I'm just ecstatic about life and maybe something incredible happened, I'm like, let's just talk about success, or I want to make a song to speed to and go in and out of traffic and just be driving and having a good time. You'll hear that in my music. So definitely my music is very personal. And I think on a lot of songs, sometimes I almost like regret, it's almost too personal and I'll feel bad. But then I'm like, I have to speak my truth and it is what it is. But I have to write about my life. I can't, it's kind of like therapeutic for me. I guess that's how I started writing music, was literally therapy to deal with. I had lost an aunt to cancer when I was 10 and I didn't know how to deal with that. And I was with her in the apartment while she was dying. During the process of that, and it was just disturbing. And I remember coming home, like in the car ride from California, and being like, I don't know what to do. So I remember having a pen and pad and just writing thoughts and poems and different stuff, and that just slowly translated into music. So I think subconsciously all my songs are kind of like, in a way, therapy. It's a way to get the feelings out of me so that I can exist without being like overwhelmed. So a lot of my music, most of it, all of it is pretty personal.
Yeah, but also you write about heartbreaks. You write about, you have your own point of view of certain type of ladies who maybe broke your heart or somebody else. So I assume that you already understand that love is not an easy game. And we ladies have our point of view, and we are looking for the fault and on the men's side, you know, and men also have the same feeling, the same heart, the same heartbreak, which sometimes ladies forget and they think, oh, you know, we are the weaker one or whatever. But vulnerability is the same from the both sides. So you have some point of view on this probably problems to solve. Obviously, I wish you the best, and I want happy songs, if they're really, heartbreak was real for you. So
yeah.
Too many of them, you know, but yeah,
yeah,
love is not the easy game for sure. So
definitely.
We were talking about your videos. They're really well produced, unusual produced, you know, they
Thank
have
you.
Theme, topic, colors, darkness, they have a style. So I'm assuming that you have certain person or persons that you already accept the way. So maybe who is the person that you like to work when it comes to video?
I'm so excited to be able to say this right now. Jake Hanna, that's my brother, Jake Hanna. He's a guy who went to my high school, and he had hit me up. We didn't really know each other in high school at all. And then I started like putting out a bit more music in high school and stuff like that. And I think after school, he had like hit me up a couple times and been like, hey, do you want to work on some stuff? And at the time I was just, again, back then I was just insecure. I was like, hey, not right now. And then eventually one day in, I believe, 2021, dang, time's gone by fast. He said, hey, do you want to work on a video? And I said, you know what, let's meet. And we met at a random Starbucks, and we talked, and I showed him some unreleased music. And he told me, he's like, if you trust me, I promise I will give you something that you won't regret. And I remember sitting there and everything inside, we were in the car and I just played him some music, and everything inside me was like, say no. I don't want to be on camera. But something was like, just say yes. So I was like, yes. And I shook his hand. That was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. He's an incredible, incredible video guy, incredible cinematographer. He's in California right now. He was just here the whole summer, and we just worked on a bunch of videos. And yeah, he's kind of the mastermind behind all the videos and the direction that we're taking them. And we bounce off ideas off each other. And I don't know, the way that I can kind of see music in like a certain way, I can build this world with my sound, he can do that with video. and it's a pleasure to work with him. He's incredible.
You both are building a little empire, and it's great because he is obviously growing as a producer of videos with you, and he believes in your music, because if he does so good job, that artist is so happy. He knows he hit, you know, very, very well. And they are dark, they are beautiful, but they have their own angle and, like I say, colors and just dynamics. And, you know, so we need to send people to your YouTube channel. So how they can find you via your name?
So on YouTube, if you just type in July Forever, some of the videos should pop up. Majority of the videos are on Jake's channel, which is Real World, RELWORLD. So if you type in Real World or just July Forever, they should pop up on his channel.
That's great. Wonderful. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I will see 5, 6, 7 songs, 10 songs. That's what I was thinking, because your age and everything. But then, like, I spent, I don't know, a long time to them, you know, going through your world. So, one second. We are stopping right now. Yes, Natasha? Do we need to refresh? Great. So I hope everybody who watches us, everybody who listens to our interview, I hope they will really check your YouTube channel. And like I said, I thought it would be 5, 10, 15 minutes, and I'll spend 1 hour. So listening. So great. That's, you know, you are ready to swim in this crazy world of entertainment. I know you are. You are not panicking. You know, you are carving your own way as an independent artist, and you know it's difficult. You are not scared of this situation. You are making your own choices. You even say goodbye to very important people because just didn't feel right. Again, courage and independence, great for you. But in the deep inside, are you hoping to get signed by a big record company?
No, to be honest, not really. Not to be signed necessarily as an artist to a big record company. I think at some point in my career, I would have built enough leverage and my own incredible fan base, and I have my own thing going for me, to the point where I would do a profit split deal. Similar to like what Russ did, what Young Dolph, rest in peace, did. Like, just it's a great play to work with a major label, because they still have some cool stuff about them that's worthwhile getting into some form of a deal. But in terms of getting signed and giving away masters or honestly just my freedom, never. I would rather never. I would never do that. But in terms of a split deal on maybe an album or something, of course, absolutely. I'd love to work with them. I have nothing against them, but I just value my freedom and I value independence. So I would never want to sign under a major label.
Wonderful. So I really think major labels right now, they also are understanding a lot of independent artists. They just build strong fan base and they have a time. They are having no rush. And like you say, it's like, you know, you build, you give birth to your child, you raise, and then somebody's taking away for the promise of something. And then you need to really sing their tunes in a way, how, what, why, and when. And where they will send you is tough, but any help, I say, as much older singer, songwriter, and artist from, you know, for so many years, whatever help you can get from whatever resources, I wish you so much to have this help. Okay.
Thank you.
And so, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully, free. And happy and smiling and successful and having paid off all my mom's debts and driving whatever car I want and being healthy. I dealt with a lot of really like serious health issues where I thought I was dying for the last like 2 years. And in 2020, I had big health scare, and I'm still kind of dealing with it and I'm still scared about it. And to be honest, even in music, I'm scared, and it's okay to be scared. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't admit they're scared, but I'm also very brave. And I think I've proven to myself that I am brave, and I get nervous about the future, but I'm also excited for the adventure. So Hopefully in 10 years, just happy, healthy, wealthy, and living life with my friends and family. But I'm very excited to see what the adventure brings over the next 10 years.
Wow, you just brought a little serious twist to our conversation. And that's a very, very important for me accent, to put accent on what you said right now. That was unexpected to me. So because obviously you are young, no young person is supposed to have any health issues and problems and deal with it and then go through that and have this courage and have beliefs, because I believe 100% in that, is how you deal with life problems is what really makes you a human, instead of, you know, just falling apart and say, oh, I don't know, or somebody scooped me from the floor and show me the way. No. This is life, is nothing is promised in life, and how we deal with the problem. I'm happy to hear, you know, that you have that in you, that strength, and looking for whatever the future will bring, because you're right. Nobody knows. COVID taught us enough. One day you wake up and they mask us out, and till this day, we still don't know what's going on, and some millions of people died. So who will think about that? So every day is precious. Nobody knows what will be tomorrow, but all what we have, hopefully, is tomorrow, forever, July, forever. So, you know, your music, we wish you, of course, health too, the most important for all of us.
Thank you.
Because music, I somehow, somewhere, I believe you have everything figured out, and you'll be walking your own walk, wherever will take you. So that's the very great stuff. So outside of the music, you know, what different interests in life do you have? You write, I know, because somehow I believe, and that will be my last question, that you probably are planning never stop writing and always be surrounded by music, doing music, composing. And I know, once musician, you never can not be one. But you will be tired of music eventually. And one day it's like, enough of it. So what you will do? Buy a dog? What you will do?
Honestly, I don't know. Music is so like intertwined with everything I do that like I feel like even if I wasn't making music for money or to show anybody or for any reason, that somehow if I stayed away from the studio for a week, I don't even know if that would be possible. I think I would have to go in there just therapeutically, just to like play some chords or come up with some ideas. I think definitely if I'm not doing music, I'm trying to do something that relates to music, either work on some art for it, a concept for it, maybe write a movie. I would love to act. I think that would be fun. Just as like a cool thing, just to act. I want to help people. And I've thought of some ideas that I could do, especially when I have some money to be able to help people. I think I would love to go out with like some friends and stuff and just do something that involves helping people, whether it's like the homeless or whether it's anything I can provide to someone to be like, hey, I didn't really have help in this, but I can help you. Or just maybe it's just if I'm going to a restaurant and I have the means to like tip somebody a crazy amount that could change their life. Because if I'm working and I could use an extra $500, that could change my entire life, do something like that, or build a company that would do something like that. I'm not sure, but I think regardless of what I'm doing, it would kind of tie into the path I've been on, which feels just like even with music, just feels like a spiritual journey of some sort. So I think anything I'm doing would just tie back into music. So I'm honestly not sure.
That's great answer. I think nothing wrong to know my place is to stay, and I will find a way to be part of, create something new, help maybe new artists, maybe somebody. That's a perfect answer for a really, really wonderful person that I really find you. Maybe you're really wonderful. And, you know, I listen to your music, watch the videos, and some of your lyrics are that tough. And you are talking and singing about a not easy situation in life. And so if you have no right and no way to know an artist, you also, as listeners who, you know, who live through music, they sometimes have a vision, a different vision, what the human behind the music is. So to me, I'm like just so excited to know you and listen to way how you think, how you speak, because I think people find you charming. not
Thank you.
maybe rough, or you know, sometimes your music is so direct, so aggressive, so this, but that's not, that's you, that's many of yous in your wonderful, humanly beautiful young soul. And like I will say,
yeah,
more people like you, world will be a better place to live in.
Thank
and
you.
That's
thank
all you. What I'm like, I'm just smiling. So you know, thank you so much for today's interview, and I will just invite everybody right now to enjoy your music, and we'll give you nice time and a nice chunk of music to just represent who you are and what you are doing. Hopefully everybody will go back to YouTube and know you as an artist a little bit more, and pass around your music, and just even talking about you will help. For people who are watching on Accent on Radio TV on Facebook, we will be having our Zoom video so people can see you, and hopefully Facebook will allow us to play your music. Sometimes they're stopping the music, so I'm sorry, I'm not guilty of it. The same Instagram, yeah, they will see the portion that the conversation, but I'm not sure if they will not stop us from listening to your music. Not our fault. But I will put a link to LA Talk Radio that people can go to Accent on LA Talk Radio, scroll down, and our interview will be on the top with description. So it's easy to find you. But for today, July forever, I love the name. I love your music. I like your personality and all about you. And welcome to the beautiful world of successful musician. And we wish you health.
Thank you.
Career success. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. Incredible to meet you too. Thank you.
Bye bye.
This is the Sauce speaking.
July forever.
Yeah. Girl, you're kissing me violent, leaving me red. I'm in love with your poison, your vicious intent. Falling deeper in mind. Out of my bed. When I'm with you, it's silence inside of my head. On and on, 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 on and on.
Fuck on my way, give me my ring, give me my name. Swerving my roads, taking up space, I'm in your lane. I'm sorry you're unhappy with yourself. Fuck on my face, I don't give a fuck if I'm late. Strawberry, that's my bae, my twin flame. Baby, I ain't fucking no lame. No, it's bragger, then I'm okay. We both pay, stacking our chips all day. Bieber rockin' with me and you ain't. What does that say? Might just go to LA.
All the long nights that I look to the moon up in the sky. Then the stars came by and whispered I would be alright. On and on, on.
couches on the floor of the palace. Time is money and we taxing it. We came too far, no going back in. Baby, from the jump, they were doubting. Somewhere in LA on some couches. Smile on my face when they found it. I'm gonna be a star, you can count it. Oh, oh, baby girl, I'm gonna go soon.
I flew me to LA, shit. Played them some of my new shit, they said you amazing. Showed them I could ghost right, they said that's amazing. First day I was in, they already got a placement. Second day I'm in, now I'm on fire blazing. Third day in the studio, I did a song for Tiger. Never even got a thank you or a check, crazy.
Bitch, I'm tired of being pig last. Man, I left up at that studio like fuck that. Told them get me a flight home, bitch, I'm right back. They were calling me with threats, they didn't like that. I told all you bitches, fuck you, get it on my own. But baby, chasing all your dreams is a lonely road. And really, when I got home, I got too depressed. Smoking more, drinking more, trying to see death. Cause when I was in LA, gotta call my daddy sick. They said that he was dying, so I left for the crib. Some people at the label said I'm lying, man, you sick. You know who you are, y'all some hoes, suck a dick. Anyways, despite that shit, I never fold. Back up on my shit, 2019 goes. I was up at Bryce crib, smoking with the bros. Playing with the shrooms, playing with the hoes. Bitch, Tank gotta stop playing with my nose. Cause I was going downhill, fucked up on my own. But my music getting better, I said fuck it, I'll keep going. Every day a battle, my anxiety ain't slung.
Mama looking stressed, that health looking bad. I can't even hold a job, fuck I'm supposed to do by that. 2020 came and shit was looking even worse. Thought I'd catch a break, instead I had to do the work. I was 308 pounds. Then I got sick, let me tell you how. Pandemic happened, I didn't even leave the house. Heavy with the alcohol, the syrup and the loud. 10,000 calories a day, I don't know how. Stress level high, so was my face. Stuck inside my room, dark room like a cave. Then it started happening, every damn day. Patches on my beard missing cause I started picking it. Hair started thinning up, I was looking different. Body looking crazy, ain't no clothes even fitting it. Looked up at the mirror, saw myself and it was sickening. Talking to the Reaper like I'm tired of this road. Yeah, like fucking man, I hear you, but it's not your time to go home. I was stuck in hell, but I knew I had to change. August 1st, 2020, thank God for that day.
Fendi store 2024. When I'm walking in, all these people talk to me like, hey sir, how you doing? I tell them I'm fine, really I'm in ruins. I wanted the red one, you only have the blue in. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. That's what I'ma listen to, yeah, I love shopping, yeah, on music, hey, baby. Hey, hey, I want a world tour. I want to blow up and get in the Forbes. She want me popping and get in the mall. If she say she love me, she lying to y'all. She want to pop on the pills and feel out of the thrill. But y'all know it's fanning now. I want a bitch that keep this shit so real. It ain't none of y'all. Give a fuck. fuck what you been talking about. I speak another language. I don't say goodbye to my friends. I say stay dangerous. You never gave a fuck about me. It is too late, bitch. Too many times I gave my heart to a two-faced bitch. Fendi store 2024. When I'm walking in, all these people talk to me like, hey sir, how you doing? I tell them I'm fine. Willie, I'm in ruins. I wanted the red one, y'all only have the blue in.
First she wake up and then she bake up. Only mission when she with me is smearing her makeup. My only mission in the morning is getting my cake up. Pussy, I'm Jordan with the ball, you're someone who lay up. Bitch, I'm golden, drive it like it's stolen. Opposite of boring, give me like a year, fuck boy, I'll be tarring. When I'm in a Lambo toy, I'll be roaring. Got you sick, Agent Orange.
Fendi store 2024. When I'm walking in, all these people talk to me like, hey sir, how you doing? I tell them I'm fine. Willie, I'm in ruins. I wanted the red one, y'all only have the blue in. Hey, 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 hey. That's what I'm gonna listen to. I love shopping on music, baby. Hey.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.